High Noon in the District of Columbia. Landfill, quick question for you. Is this Mark Seagrave's preferred walk-up music, or is this part of the Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday soundtrack?
I think he specifically requested it.
Okay. Crank that, Soulja Boy. Mark Seagrave's NBC4 joins us now at the hearings on the RFK vote. Seagrave's, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. And I have no idea what that prattle was you were just playing right there. Not my requested walk-up. Hey, but look, you could not have had me on at a more pivotal time, because just minutes ago, and your listeners are going to be the first to get this news, and if you are in favor of getting a stadium here, this is very good news. Council members Janice Lewis-George and Zachary Parker, who have been on the edge of whether or not they would vote yes because they have had many concerns about project labor agreements, about labor unions being involved in the construction of all of the development in the stadium and around the stadium, just put out a release that they have reached an agreement that will allow them to vote yes on this bill today. So that's two votes that they did not think that they had before. They were unsure. They were swing votes. Now they're in the yes column. That almost assures that this will get passed today when the council finally shows up and votes. The hearing, the markup was supposed to start at 11 o'clock this morning. An hour later, it's still not started. That is very typical of the unprofessional attitude of the council to start late on everything while the public and press wait. But the big news, this is big news, that council members Zach Parker and Janice Lewis-George say that they have reached a deal that they are satisfied with that will provide union jobs at this site that will allow them to vote yes. So you could see this passing today with as many as 10 or 11 of the 12 council members voting yes. Again, if you are in favor of the team coming back to D.C. and building this stadium, this is very good news for you and breaking news.
So it was they were trying to not have any union workers work there?
It was going to be the percentage of union jobs, that there was going to be a higher percentage for union jobs for the actual stadium construction. But when it came to the housing and the other development on the 180-acre parcel, those were not going to be committed to union jobs. Now, we haven't seen the specifics of what they have agreed to, but it does mean that there will be a higher percentage of union jobs for the construction of the stadium and the surrounding development. And again, more importantly, for those people who are in favor of this, these are two yes votes that the chairman, the team, and the mayor desperately needed.
All right. I'm talking with Mark Seagrave here from NBC4 with breaking news that two D.C. council members have now committed their vote for the RFK Stadium project, which is very good news for this project to go forward. You can follow Mark at Seagrave's NBC4. Mark, if you want to tweet that out because you got breaking news, I can vamp for you a little bit, buddy, and let you put it out there.
That's okay. Let's just keep going. I need to get back into the hearing
okay.
shortly.
So now, how many yes votes do they have?
That's a good question. We knew that they had, you know, certainly 4 to 5. They need 8, right? That is the threshold that they need. They need 8 of the 12 council members. But they would like to get more than that. Chairman Mendelson on Wednesday said that he had hoped that he would get as many as 11 votes. We know Councilmember Brianne Nadeau is a no vote no matter what. She has been steadfast in her stance on that. But the rest, we don't know what Robert White's going to do. He had a very contentious back and forth with the mayor during the public hearing on Wednesday. We know Robert White wants to run for mayor. He's trying to distinguish himself and set himself apart. But, you know, look, and I think I've told this story to you guys before. You know, if you go back to the baseball vote on the stadium, Linda Kropp was the chairman of the council back then. And at the last minute, in the middle of the night, she voted no, and it killed the deal. And the entire world blew up on her. A week later, they came back, voted again. She changed her vote back to yes, and obviously we ended up getting the team in the stadium. But then Linda Kropp ran for mayor and lost every single precinct in the city, something nobody has ever done before, even though the neighbors did not vote for her. And nobody wants to be that politician in D.C. that even came close to killing this deal, particularly if you want to run for citywide office at some point. And some of these council members who are voting today do have aspirations of running for a different office possibly. So there's a lot going on there, but I think I would not be surprised if when they finally take the vote today that they get as many as 10 yes votes.
Wow. There you go.
Was it a lot? Like, what was the percentage of the people that were in favor all at the thing yesterday? Because I talked to a lot of people, had tons of people over there that were testifying.
Yeah, so when the 2 days of testimony, but you know, it was pretty evenly split. Probably more people in favor than against, but it was pretty evenly split. But look, so many of these hundreds of people who testified to an empty room because the council members didn't stick around all day to listen to their testimony.
Wow.
They had already written the legislation, and no, even the chairman said none of that testimony was going to change anybody's minds. There were a lot of people down here on Wednesday when the team and the mayor testified. Again, on both sides of the issue, making their voices heard. But today, I got to say, it's mostly reporters. There's not a lot of press and not a lot of public down here yet. But again, the vote hasn't even started. The D.C. Council, sadly, with a lot of disrespect for the public, routinely starts these hearings very, very late. And today, more than an hour late. And they've got to go through the markup hearing and then the committee of the whole to get to the legislation session. We may not get a final vote till much later this evening.
Do you need to go? Because I know you're in the thick of this thing. So if you need to run, we appreciate it.
You'll know when you hear my walk-off music.
All right. You mentioned, so it seems like there's a ton of momentum towards getting this thing done, right? We got two new
votes.
Folks that are committed to saying yes because they got some union jobs. That's great. What are the chances of a last-minute wrench in the plans?
Look, anything is possible with these 12 legislators. You know, in any legislative body, anything is possible. But I know, and look, this is the reason that this hearing has been delayed so long this morning, is because these labor negotiations have been going on this morning, and it wasn't until just minutes ago that they resolved that. And so there's been a lot of arm twisting, and I know Mayor Bowser and team officials have met with every single council member over the past couple of days, trying to get their votes, getting them to commit to voting yes, to see what they need in order to vote yes. And again, while there's a lot of vocal opposition, nobody wants to be seen as the person who killed it. Football.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, no politician wants that on their resume. And, you know, you may get a council member vote present today rather than yes or no. Real profiles encourage there. But
yeah, that is such chicken bleep.
That is a possibility that you might get something like that could happen today. But, obviously, you've got to wait and see till the final vote. It's not over until the fat lady sings, I think, is a sports thing.
Yep.
But, right now, this news of Denise Lewis George and Zach Parker releasing this statement just minutes ago, that is very positive news. And I'll tell you, to give you an example of how positive it is, I learned of it from the mayor's office. The mayor's office called me immediately to tell me that they had reached this agreement. And so that just signals how happy they are.
It also signals what a G you are in all of this reporting,
yeah,
that they reach
Mark
out direct
first
to you.
It looks like the council is going to go take the dais right now, so I am going to dip out.
Okay. Appreciate you,
brother. I appreciate you guys having me. I really do.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for making time, bro.
That's
all right,
big time stuff, bro.
Breaking news on the fan right there. Mark Seagraves, NBC4, reporting that D.C. council members Zachary Parker and Janice Lewis George, who had previously been undecided on their plans for RFK, are now planning to vote yes on the RFK Stadium project. With their support, the council should now have the eight votes needed to pass the measure. And Seagraves made it sound like you could get as many as 10 votes to pass this. What happens my read on the situation would be, once enough people will publicly commit, some of the people standing in the back are like, I'm in on that too.
Yeah, I've always been in.
Right.
Safe face.
Which is why I've said, I disagree with how Brianne Nadeau landed on her position. But I do respect that she came out with a position and has maintained it throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least you're taking a stance. If there's a council member that after all this months that all the information, all the hearings, all the everything, all the delays, if there's a council member that only votes present, that is chicken bleep.
But if you also hear everything and you don't budge at all, I mean, you didn't care to listen to everything, you would know anyway. And sure. if that position is taken, then you wonder sometimes, do you really care about what the public say? You really care about the information? Or are you just going to go with what you think?
Right. Obviously, if you support the stadium, this looks like great news. I know there are some that don't support it, but I think most people do.
Most people do.
Now, I want to get back to the Terry McLaurin situation. The phone lines have been just on fire all day. We're just going to keep the phones open all day. I want to let people weigh in. But, B, one question I've had was the timing of the trade request. Mm-hmm. Because it is relatively early. This is kind of Terry's last move here, right?
Yeah.
You hold out, that gets a ton of attention. Then you hold in, that gets a ton of attention. The trade request was kind of the next logical step in if there was a playbook. But, like, did you maybe play that card too early?
No.
Well, I can't help but notice a few things. And it was one of the callers, I think, that said last night was a Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
So even though it wasn't great football, Trey Lance looked like a baller. Like, the nation was watching football last night talking about football. And the McLaurin thing immediately became the hottest topic.
Yeah.
So you had football on. Today's also an off day for the Commanders, at least from the media. They have closed walkthroughs, but we ain't out there, right? So they knew their message got to dominate because we're not going to be asking Dan Quinn or other players. It's just going to be the entire media cycle talking about Terry requesting a trade.
Yep.
And Brian, a little part of me wonders if somebody was aware of this. You know what happened at high noon today?
What?
Well, certainly not the D.C. Council having their act together and being on time.
Yeah, they still win.
Apparently they're doing mic checks now. But at high noon today, the NFL has been announcing the top 100 players of the 2025 season as voted on by the players. This thing matters to players. At noon today, the NFL tweeted out, NFL top 100 players of 2025, Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin is ranked number 52. I don't know that they knew that was coming, but I wouldn't be shocked if they knew that was coming.
I mean, anybody involved with the NFL probably knew that was coming.
I bet.
The team probably knew it was coming, too.
Yeah. And important to point out, the Commanders' official account tweeted out, congrats to Terry on being number 52.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's animosity by no stretch from the team at this point. Seriously.
Denton Day was asking us. I guess Mark and Largo called in and yelled at us about Denton, and then he called and yelled at Denton about Denton. Denton claims...
Glad he yelled at Denton.
That there's not a market... Two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Terry's going to get traded. I do think there are teams out there, if his number is, I got to beat DK, I think there are teams out there.
Especially if a team were to trade for him, they would pay what it takes.
It's what DK did.
Yeah.
Like, you're giving up assets to acquire a player. Of course you're going to meet his number.
Yep.
I think New England's one of them. I think there would be others, too. If you're Washington, now is the worst time to trade this dude.
I agree with that.
Like, I don't see it happening, but I do think it's naive to think, like, if Terry was a free agent, hell yeah, he'd get the money.
Easily.
The cap's going up. People have the cash.
Would have gotten it already.
And this is a self-present. You know what? You know what? Robert Kraft is desperate? Desperate. Listen to his interviews. Watch that joke of a documentary that they made about the Patriots.
Yeah, he wants to do something to make people think it's about him and not about Bill.
That he can win.
Yeah.
That he's the winner. So would Robert Kraft cut the check for Terry and to validate their quarterback that they're trying to build up into something? Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Self-preservation league, man. All right. I'm trying to be fair to everybody on these phones. We're going in numerical order. How long you been on hold? Gary's in Fairfax. What up, Gary?
What's up, fellas?
We good, man.
Hey, JP, we just got the number. Just give the man $56 million.
You think that's the number?
His number 56. Give him $56 million. There he is.
Nah, he's 52.
He's 52. 52.
That ain't gonna work.
Okay. Okay. All right. Everything ain't perfect. Hey, but look, check this out, man. I was just thinking. Wouldn't it be, from the news we were just getting about the stadium and everything, how great would it be to just go ahead and wrap this thing, next great thing, next you find out tonight the Commanders and 17 have reached an agreement. I mean, these guys, and I guess this is my point, these guys have done 90% of everything right. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Just about everything they've touched has turned to gold. So it bothers me, and I never believe Stephen A. Smith, you put the A for whatever you want to put it as, but the same guy who wants to be first in line at the ribbon cutting ceremony in Laurel for the joint stadium for the Commanders and the Ravens. So that kind of gives me, you know, my opinion of what he says. But if they're offering him $27 million and he wants $30 million, I cannot believe these guys who've done everything so right, made all the right moves, have nothing but good grace from the fans and everybody. I can't believe that they would let $3 million tie that up. You know, my mom, God rest her soul, that would be the ultimate of what she used to say. Don't let 15 cents hold up a dollar. Mm. I can't believe that they would let $3 million be the difference. And my last thing I want to say is, B. Mitch,
nope.
You know this personally, my brother. NFL, not for long. You saw my man, the coach, telling the ref, not for long. Well, the NFL also means no freaking loyalty. Nobody's paying Terry for what he's done in the past, man. This is probably, of all the major sports industries in this country, there's no loyalty in the NFL, man. That's just not. B. Mitch, you know that, like I said, you know that personally. Mm-hmm. And I think they want Terry. It's like a family. And please, people, listen, one last thing. Stop calling in and making it a us against him, or he's the good guy, they're the bad guy. This is just a family. It's a family. All families have disagreements,
they argue,
man.
Yep.
That's all this is. There's no good guy or bad guy. We're a family. We're having a disagreement. Hopefully we will work it out. And I think that will happen. And you know what? When we're standing in the end zone and everybody's happy in February, we win the Super Bowl, this will all be forgotten. There won't be any good guys or bad guys, because you know what Michael Corleone said? One of the smoothest, coldest lines ever delivered in a movie. I forget who he said it to, but he looked over at the guy and said, "It's not personal. It's business."
That's business, right, baby.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you, Garifax. That was a good call right there.
Yes, it was.
Let's go to my guy Sam down in Akakee. Sammy, where you at on Terry, bud?
Yeah, I am here, and I thank you for taking my call. B. Mitch, Hall of Fame to you. JP, all ears to you. I appreciate the show. I've been a fan of this team since Vince Lombardi coached.
Damn, dog.
I've been around a long time.
All right.
A long time. And I'm just going to make it short. I am in the Terry camp. I'm in the Terry camp. I want them to pay him. They can come to a compromise as long as he get paid. But my real concern is when they have to do a big contract in a few years with Jaden Daniels, what are they going to say when they're messing this one up with this man that has been so loyal and so dedicated to this franchise throughout lean years, and now they're treating him like, I don't know how they're treating him.
Well, I think Jaden will be able to get a blank check and write his own.
Well, that's what we say. But I thought
saying.
It was an easy one on Terry, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. We really don't know, because Adam Peters hadn't been there yet. So I'm waiting to see, especially with all these guys coming up next year on these one-year deals that's going to win extensions. I'm curious to what's going to happen. But I hope they come to a comp, and I believe they're going to come to a deal with Terry, because I believe Terry wants to be here and they want him here. And the fan base as a whole wants him here, because we suffered and we saw him suffer. Now we want him to get the meat, pretty much.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate
so,
you, Sam.
That's all I got to say.
Appreciate
but I thank you,
brother.
You for taking my call.
Thanks,
all right.
Bud. Appreciate you listening, man. I don't know that these guys can pay on the stuff he had to deal with. And I don't know I don't know how you work that out, man. That's a complicated part of the calculus here, man. This is not a simple deal. Like, to me, the RFK deal is kind of simple. The Terry situation, a little more complicated. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines are open all damn day. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. I'm getting a little fired up because I'm 90 minutes till I'm off work. And then I would think it's the weekend. But I have to do like 8 other things after we get out of here. And then we got practice tomorrow at 8 a.m. Sunday is in a legit off day, B.
What practice you got at 8 o'clock?
Tomorrow morning, the Commanders practice.
Oh, really? Wow.
You said you were going.
I'll be there.
That sounds like Brian got a tee time. After RTJ?
After practice.
I wanted to play this. This Stephen A. Smith thing is kind of making the rounds on social media. Stephen A. Smith this morning on First Take, I assume, talking Terry McLaurin.
I'm not sure, Kimberly and fellas, how wise it is for him to take this position at this particular moment in time. The brother is a guy that registers 1,000-yard seasons with regularity. He can ball. He is a valuable asset to their franchise. My sources tell me right now they're at about $27 million with him. To me, if they came, I think they should at least come up to 30. There's no question about that.
So, Stephen A. is easy to clown. The idea about putting the sharing a DC and Baltimore Stadium in Laurel was asinine. Smart. But this dude's also been in sports a long time and is a big deal. Do you believe he's sourced up? That's the first time I've heard 27. I had heard a little more than 25, close to 26.
I'm sure he knows people.
Right.
You know, and like one thing about it, if you're around this business, you are going to find somebody. And as you stated earlier, he is not someone that has clout. People want to talk to him. They want to be around his show. They'll let him know stuff. They know he will go yell it. He'll get it. If you want something to be heard, tell him.
Sure. If they're at 27 and it only needs to get to 30, offer the 29. Like, go. I've said all along, ideally in deals, it's 50-50, right? You get half of what you want. They get half of what they want. Everybody moves forward.
Yeah.
I do think because of who Terry is, what he means on the football field, straight football perspective, I think they could really use him to be the team they want to be. Somebody asked me, oh, are they still a playoff team without Terry McLaurin? Yes. Like, let's not overthink this, man. When you have a star quarterback, and I believe Jaden Daniels is a star quarterback, you're in the playoff conversation no matter what. And don't forget, Deebo Samuel could be a baller. Laremy Tunsil looks freaking fantastic. Like, they made additions. You know what we got a very significant reminder of yesterday, B? Zach Ertz is a freaking baller.
Yes, he is.
Who knows? Maybe Bill Merritt really emerges. Like, some people are guessing. He's looked good. It's early.
Yeah,
I'd caution it's early, but maybe he is. I think defensively they should be a lot better. I think Marshon Lattimore looks like he could be really good again. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe some of these things go the opposite direction. I buy Kinlaw as an ascending player. Maybe you don't. Maybe it could go sideways. But the season will not be made or broken on Terry McLaurin's availability. Not having Terry limits the ceiling, I think. Watch that Detroit game last year. Terry took a screen 60 yards for a house call. Yep. I don't know that you beat Detroit in Detroit without Terry. But I think to wonder if they could still be a playoff team is nuts. Honestly.
Yeah.
Curl is in Wheatville. What's up, Curl?
Wheatville.
Colonel? Are you talking to the Colonel?
What up, Colonel?
What's up, Colonel?
Hey, JP and B. Mitch. Yeah. The main thing I want to say, it's the Eastern Motors curse. And all the guys that have been on that commercial don't last very long. What'd you have, Southeast Jerome? You had Gilbert Arenas? I mean...
Well, he's outlasted them already.
What's that?
He outlasted all of them already.
Oh, I know. He's been around. I love him. But I'm just afraid. I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I think if you go on that Eastern Motors commercial, you're doomed.
All right, man. It worked out okay for Ovi.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, was he on there?
Yeah, he was on there.
I'm wrong again. Hey, JP, did you ever wear that Bullets shirt I gave you?
Oh, you gave me that Bullets shirt. Yeah, dude, I have it at the house.
Oh, good for you. I love that, man. That meant a lot to our family. But most of us are gone now anyway. So, well, love y'all. Have a good day.
Hey, Colonel, can I ask you a quick question?
Certainly.
Where is Wheatville?
It ain't Wheatonville. It's Wheaton, Maryland.
Wheaton. Okay. Thank you. I know Wheaton, Maryland.
Silver Spring, Glenmont.
I know exactly where that is. Yo, Wheaton, when I played at Maplewood, Wheaton Boys Club had some dudes. They would ring your bell quick.
That happened to you a lot when you were in school.
The Wheaton Boys Club.
Yeah, they had that train going past them. All right. Thank you, Colonel. Appreciate you.
Okay. I love you guys. You're the greatest.
All right. Thanks, bud. So we haven't talked to the aquarium yet today, but it's time. Hello, Ben Strober, with your red-ass hair. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
So Jeff is not here. Jeff needed a mental health day.
Well, Jeff is here because he said Wheatonville.
So that was the colonel calling from Wheaton, and you wrote on the call sheet, Curl in Wheatville.
Yeah, I think I missed the mark.
Yes, you did.
I'd say you did.
Well, no, you hit the mark.
Well, you know, for a job that I'm doing that should be really easy and self-explanatory, I found a way to mess up, so kudos to me.
Well, and it'd be one thing for me if you were from Fredericksburg or even Ashburn and just maybe weren't familiar with Wheaton. Didn't you grow up in Montgomery County?
I know what Wheaton is.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You wrote Wheatville?
I misheard the guy. I misheard his name. I misheard where he was from.
Okay. Well, right. I appreciate the ownership.
You know, it happens. I didn't purposely, I didn't try to make up a new city or anything
like that.
Hey, I bet you there's a Wheatville somewhere in the U.S. Look it up.
It probably exists. Not in Maryland.
They could listen on the Odyssey app.
We gotta bust your balls, because if it was Jeff, I'd be busting his balls. We believe in in equity on this program, so we're going to bust your balls, too.
I know.
Since I've got you, yep. You're wearing your Jaden Daniels shirt today, and I know you were at training camp the other day. How you feeling about this Terry McLaurin situation?
It's tough. It's really hard to believe that it's gotten to this point, and all the news that's transpired about it. It's definitely frustrating, because I get called and texted nonstop about asking me what's going to happen. I go, I don't know. Nobody really seems to know what's happening within the situation. Everyone that does seem to know doesn't really know the full extent to everything, and that's been my mindset throughout this entire process. I still think it gets done. It's just a bit crazy that it's gotten to this point where RFK 2.0 might actually get done before Terry McLaurin's contract.
I think RFK 2.0 goes down today.
But there's still the second vote, I guess. So that's why I'm saying I don't even know how to look at it.
Why is there a second vote?
Because they do weird stuff.
Somebody explained it to me on the phone a while back. I can't remember, though, because I don't do politics.
Great. Wheatville. I found Wheatville. It was the first black community in Austin, Texas.
Bang. Shout out to Wheatville.
We got some history today. Thank you, Ben.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's go to our guy, Jonesy, in D.C. Jonesy,
what's up,
how you feeling about the Terry situation?
Hey, man, I was hoping to get a big birthday gift to Terry. Man, that was the first news. But, man, I'm getting to the birthday rough news that he's still somewhere in the middle to a trade, man. Look, we better with Terry than
Jonesy, I got to put you on hold, bro.
Jonesy, that phone is tripping.
That was something. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, how you feeling about Terry, buddy?
Hail to the W. B-Mitch, big bro. How you been, man?
I'm good, Paulie. What's
happening? Paulie doesn't call us, dude.
JP, my brother from another Caucasian mother, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm chilling, dude.
Good. Hey, look. I'm going to say this. I'm going to start this with, I'm not scared of life after Terry, man. I had to deal with life after B-Mitch and life after LeVar Arrington. Life after Trent Williams. So I'm not scared of life after Terry. But it's August 1st, and we talk about contracts. and not talk about the season or the Giants. And that's what bothers me, because there's a distraction there, you know. So the ball's in management's court, man. They're going to have to find a middle ground or move on so we can start our season and concentrate on getting to the playoffs and holding a trophy up or something, man. So that's what really perturbs me about it, is that we just late in the game, and this is what we're talking about, man. And contrary to what the one caller said, you know, it's not personal, it's just business. Well, you know what? The business of my money is always personal. And I'll leave it at that, man. Hell to the devil.
Hey, Paulie, can you hold on? Sir? I wanted to ask you something. Yes. You are famously Paulie from the 757, correct?
Yeah.
Now, that is the Norfolk area, correct?
Yes, Norfolk, G&D, Chesapeake, Newport News, Hampton,
Portsmouth,
Williamsburg, Suffolk.
Portsmouth,
Party Down P-Town.
Party Down P-Town. If I may, just stay with me, Paulie. Ben Strober, where did you say Paulie was calling from here on the call sheet?
Says D.C.
It says D.C. or you wrote D.C.?
I wrote it.
0-2 for the young man all of a sudden.
Whoa.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you, bud.
0-2. I've taken like 50 calls today.
Yeah, but in baseball, you're as good as your last slump. Landfill, how did Dylan Cruz do last night in his rehab assignment?
Yeah, but Dylan Cruz is terrible.
I like Ben. I'm just saying, well, all of a sudden, we're all over the place. Let's keep it locked up. Let's keep it tight, all right?
Ben just guess where the person's from.
Listen, since things have gone a little haywire, three calls in a row, let's ride the lightning. Hello, Commander. How do you feel about Terry McLaurin?
Oh, I feel great about Terry. You know, I really love this first-time caller, everyday drinker, and everyday listener from you guys.
Now, that's an all-time line, Commander.
I love you guys so much. Business is business. I really hope both sides don't screw up each other, you know, from the Eagles. You know, they can't spell Eagles. We could spell Eagles, but it's not our eagle. Our own eagle needs to be better, you know. So the value is value. We know our own value. So I really wish both McConova, Segate, and get this done, and we can play ball. And we don't want Terry. We need Terry. That's period. End of story. Thank you.
Thanks, Commandante.
Did he say business?
That was a hell of a line.
Did he say
business? First time caller, everyday drinker.
I thought he said business, not business.
You never know. You know, I thought that was a pretty coherent call. I think Commandante, listening to an East Coast 10-2 show, living on the West Coast where it's, you know, it's only 9:40 a.m. I think that's actually good.
That's
for
the
Commandante.
First time that happened.
I like this tweet from Johnny Hecht. He says, Terry's situation reminds me of Batman. You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain. He'll always be a hero in my eyes, but it'd be a shame to see him in anything but burgundy and gold. I don't think it's going to get there. I think they get a deal done. Mm-hmm. And I don't look forward to the day, if this does go sideways and there is a trade or he sits out games. Like, I may be proven wrong in this. I will allow for that. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys can all call me and clown me that day. I still believe.
I'm with you, Jay.
This is normal football business, man. And it sucks. I'm not trying to pretend that it doesn't suck, but I don't think anything here is that out of the ordinary. Phone lines are packed. Stay there. Quick break. Taking your calls all damn day. It's Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and they might vote yes on RFK Stadium. Right at the beginning of the league year. So you knew all of a sudden, even a number two receiver, granted he's kind of a one, but he's a number two in Cincy, is making $29 million. And then Garrett Wilson deal happens, and that just pushed everything forward. The DK, I think the one thing you could really point to that screwed Washington was Pittsburgh signing DK.
Let's think about, is it Pittsburgh? Because when you look at Higgins, he's the second receiver, right?
Yeah.
And he's making 29?
Yeah.
Terry's the number one receiver here, right?
Yeah.
I would say we have to be above that. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, dude, look at...
How old is Higgins? 27, 28?
26.
26? But he's still the second receiver, right?
Now, what I find more important with Higgins, yes, he's making 29, roughly, 28.75, right? His guarantees are only 41. So you can have your AAV all day. Give me the guaranteed money. If but to your point about number ones and number twos, Tyreek is clearly the number one in Miami, and he makes $30 million a year. He got $54 million guaranteed.
We saw that how many years
he's ago. He's a year older than Terry, too, I would add. But Waddle in Miami is making 28 and has 76 guaranteed. Now, maybe that's them trying to plan out for eventually when Tyreek.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek doesn't strike me as a fella that stays in one place too long. Tyreek should get John Leahy's number because he's probably a guy that moves around a fair amount. You know, I think the Godwin deal was an interesting point, but Godwin has been injured a ton. I mean, Brandon Ayuk's making 30. Terry's way better.
I'm with that.
The McLaurin side has a point in all of this. Like, if it's 30 or bust, they have a point in all of this. Let's go to Danny out in San Diego. Danny, what's good? How you feeling about the Terry situation?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. As a fan, you know, pretty stressed out. I think most of us are just because we saw what happened last year. And, you know, I'm a lifelong fan, 48 years old. So I was lucky enough to have grandparents who had season tickets for over 30 years growing up. And so I can still remember seeing B. Mitch returning kicks for touchdowns and at RFK, and was at that game, the seat cushion game. So, long time invested, man. Really love what you guys do. Just want to thank you straight up for everything you do. But, you know, as far as Terry's situation, I believe this is just like the next tactical move from his side. I do wish Adam had gotten things racked up months ago, but here we are, you know, like, that said, I think the team needs to recognize this is a unique case and avoid getting caught up in this precedent setting. That's just my opinion. I think locking down a guy like Terry sends the right message to both the locker room and the fans. But I want to let you guys know, got a whole crew coming out to the Chargers game. Love to link up with you guys and share a beer at some point.
All right, let's do it, man.
Let us know.
Hey, thanks for the call. That was very nice, Danny. Appreciate you listening out west, bro.
Right, nice sharing beers.
Yeah, we like drinking beers with others, not necessarily sharing.
You just said share beer. That means drink beer with others, dog.
You sound like you were trying to share one.
Stop being too damn literal.
One beer, two straws.
No, not like that, dude. I've never seen that happen. The fact that you even think about it, you must have done that before.
Lou is in D.C. What's up, sweet Lou? How you feeling?
Lou. Lou phone always just messed up.
Losing the metal shop. It's probably got us on hold. We'll try Jonesy one more time because he's been on hold a
Jonesy,
long
what's
time.
Up, man?
Jonesy,
your phone you working now?
Hey.
Yo.
What's going on? Hey, listen. What's up, JP? Listen, this is rough news on the brother's birthday, man. I was hoping to get some good news. I heard Rev T on there earlier talking about, you know, something that just ain't right by Keith Sweat. But I'm hearing just going through the motions by Paul the Note. That's the thing. So going through that. Going through the motions, baby. I'm tired of it. Pay that man his money. We're going to need him. Because what we got coming this season, it ain't no joke up there on that schedule, man. I'm sitting up there wondering, you know, where these L's going to be coming from. Because my goodness, man, it's going to be rough, baby. It's going to be rough. So all I got, I'm hoping they get it done. I still got a little faith. I'm just hoping somebody caves in. I'm out.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Jonesy. I feel like Jonesy made reference to like eight different 90s hip hop songs there. And
yeah,
like
probably went
R&B.
To the 70s on a little bit of them.
All right. Phone lines remain open the last hour of the show. I got a text from a buddy of mine in New England that nobody's going to like. Nobody go anywhere.